This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Drones with amplified human voices are now being tested in southern Oregon to see if they can keep a growing wolf population away from cattle herds. Paul Wolf, the aptly named Southwest District Supervisor for USDA Wildlife Services, says they found that drones are capable of so much.
They would be able to see, okay, we got a heat signature coming out into the pasture to investigate the cattle, and then the drone would drop down and get a better view, and sometimes it's a bear, sometimes it's a cougar, sometimes it's a wolf, you know? And so the team right now is like, I can't operate without having a drone, you know?
And Wolf says, when you include artificial intelligence,
it would be fantastic to have a drone being able to detect a wolf and go, hey, that's a wolf, and then notify the rancher so he can go out and check on his animals or, you know, interrupt it. It's neat for where we are right now and what we're trying to accomplish.
It's something Wolf says even the wolf advocates can get behind.
I think it's a win-win for all of us. Like I said, as we want to coexist, you know, I truly mean that, is that, you know, if we aren't helping those ranchers, it creates a lot more tension.
So Wolf says they're all smiles and believe they've found something that can help everyone.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.